Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 381 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Time Force, episode 3, Something to Fight For.
It aired February 17th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchan, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. I don't know any jokes about Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchan that haven't been made already, and also they write almost every single episode of this together, so...
Do you think maybe the Biscuit? For now.
It'll be back, but like...
Once we get some new names in the mix,
these
but like...
have been around for so long.
They have been.
You have Jackie Marchand?
Judd Lynn. Right. I don't know which is his real name and which is his cool stage name. I don't know.
Why would you pick either Chip or Judd as a cool stage name?
I think Chip is the cool stage name. That's what he goes by mostly now. Maybe there was another Judd Lynn. And he caved.
Tried to get the Twitter handle, but it was already taken. And he's like, I gotta be Chip.
I'll be Chip, I guess. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Time Force kicks butt.
It's pretty good. Two episodes in is pretty good.
Well, let me tell you, it keeps getting good. It keeps being and getting gooder. And staying best.
Great. Well, you sold it.
All right, good.
Time Force.
Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
And we're back, and we just watched Something to Fight For.
Yeah.
Get it? We just watched Something. It was like a joke I did.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah. When you said it earlier, it hit my brain funny.
We just watched Something.
Oh, yeah, and so then I made the joke.
To Fight For. Good joke that we both made, I guess.
I guess. Depends on how you're listening.
Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website, and so is ajakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Strawberry Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on Podknife and Podbay. We're on Pod Beach. That's a nice calm one.
Oh, yeah. It's just the empty bowl on that one.
It's just the empty bowl, and let me tell you, that cereal podcast is better than it has any right to be. It's about cereal.
I eat cereal a lot now, and it's exclusively their fault.
I also got back into cereal. I don't eat it like a lot, but like I was content to not have cereal for a while. Then I started listening to that. I was like, I gotta get down on some cereal.
Gotta get cereal.
What's your current?
What's
in your bowl? What's your current bowl full?
My current bowl is the sugar cookie toast crunch.
Oh,
it's pretty good. It's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Right.
But you take the cinnamon out.
Okay. It's Toast Crunch.
It's sweet. It's sweet toast.
Sweet Toast Crunch.
Sweet Toast Crunch.
But not French Toast Crunch.
Not French Toast. No, because that's got like maple
that's
in
got
it.
Eggs in it.
It's got eggs and maple. Okay. This just has sugar cookie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like if you put a cookie in a toaster. And then you sprinkle some sugar on it and have it with milk.
And then put that in milk. Crumble it up. Put it in your milks.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Okay.
Also, I just polished off a box of Rice Krispie Treat cereal, which is also very good.
Rice Krispie Treat cereal? Yep. Or just Rice Krispies?
Yeah, in the box is just chunks of Rice Krispie Treat that you pour into your bowl over milk.
For real?
Yeah.
That sounds very good.
It is very good. It startled me a little bit. I can't believe we're just turning into the empty bowl now.
Hey, welcome to our empty bowl fan cast. What's in your bowl?
Because a Rice Krispie Treat has a little bit of squish to it, and these are a little crunchier, but when you add the milk, it levels out.
Okay. I've been getting down on those Reese's Puffs. I love me a good Reese's Puff. I hate Cocoa Puffs.
You need the peanut butter.
Because you got to have that peanut butter to balance it out.
Yeah. Cocoa Puffs are too much chocolate.
Yeah, so that's what I've been getting down on. I've been thinking about getting a box of Cap'n Crunch. Hey, is this the most boring podcast we've ever done?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, anyway, after you go to podbeach.com and listen to The Empty Bowl, you can also review our show. Don't mention that sometimes we talk about podcasts about cereal and then cereal for I guess, 55 minutes in a row. If you want to leave us a rating review, that'd be great. It helps out a bunch. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some neat stuff in return. Help support the show, all that good stuff. There are Tangent Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills recap episodes. So if you've ever wondered what that show's like, we kind of tell you. Kind of.
A little bit.
Sometimes we just talk about Cat in the Hat Hats for like
right.
an episode.
Or Bill Nye and what he may or may not do.
Yeah, that one's not up yet. I can't wait till you find out what Bill Nye can do. Or rather, what Bill Nye has never stopped doing.
Yeah, that, yeah.
This is Monday, and we don't really do the extra stuff on Mondays. We don't read the emails or check reviews or do new patrons. That's a Friday show thing. So you want to jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Good, because this episode ruled.
It's a cool stuff.
It's a good episode.
Some weird stuff.
There's always some weird stuff. It's Power Rangers.
But weird in like the, yeah, I get it kind of way.
Yeah. So we start off at the prison, which is now in the woods. It's just the top of the prison again.
Did they move it? Because it dropped into like the city, didn't it?
It was in like the empty warehouse district. I guess they just like picked it up. They had Bluto pick it up, move it, or a bunch of time putties.
And oh, like, yeah, probably. Those are, I guess, endless.
Yeah, there's just as long as you got a fistful of bolts, you got something.
I get that there has to be a lot of the mooks, mm-hmm. and they have to be plentiful and infinite or whatever. I miss seeing them be made.
Well, they got made in the first or the second episode, last episode.
Did they?
Yeah, because she had a handful of bolts and she threw them on the ground and they like popped up.
Oh, that's how you make them?
Yeah.
I thought that was just like. I got some dehydrated chromies here.
We put them in the dehydrator. We got the chromies is what we called them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. No, yeah, that's just... are you familiar with the Spartoi?
No.
So, Spartoi are... I don't remember. They are the teeth of dead soldiers. And you cast a magic on them. It's like a grease... Rome somewhere
right,
in that
right.
area anciently and you just take these teeth, you put them in a bag whenever you need to, take a handful of teeth out, throw them on the ground, every one of them spawns like a soldier basically.
Oh, okay.
Spawns like a tooth putty. That's kind of what chromies are. That's what the bolts are.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's where they're getting it from. Maybe they just thought it'd be cool to throw some bolts around.
They've only did it the once. We're also only on the third episode.
It's only episode
though,
three. So. I'm sure we'll get more. So we're on the prison. They moved it into the woods. It looks like the Legion of Doom from the old Super Friends cartoon. Do you remember that big helmet in the woods? No?
No, I didn't watch Super Friends.
A couple people were like, oh! Got him. Rancic is screaming and bubbling.
It's gross. I couldn't tell because the lighting was pretty dim.
Yeah, to make it scary.
Was he bubbling up like molten metal out of him?
It's unclear, but it's like a little purpley, little shiny,
yeah.
silvery purple. I don't know if it's like...
Or is that just his mutant pus?
I can't tell if it's just his skin turning into that or if it's mutant pus.
Yeah.
I think it's mutant pus.
Okay.
But something's wrong with Rancic. And he's
screaming. Yeah, have you seen him?
Yeah, he's got like bones sticking out of his head and all of his marrow is swords. I get it. But like, so he grabs this little glass, squeeze it, and pops the top and chugs it, and then he's fine. This whole time, Nadira is like, she's like doing her nails and like hears him screaming, he's like knocks on the door and is like, Daddy, you all right? And he just screams. And then he comes out and she's like, are you okay? What was going on? And he's like, ah, don't worry about it. Totally fine.
Everything's fine. He did have his mask off. And I guess his face also was bubbling. I don't
yeah.
know if they showed that.
A little bit,
I think he covered it with his hand.
Yeah.
But like,
the first thing he did is like grab his face.
The dude is all scars. And I guess that will happen when your insides are swords.
Yeah. Well, he's a mutant.
Do we get like backstory on him?
Oh boy, do we!
Oh, good. I'm very glad that they are telling a whole story again.
First of all, Rancic is maybe the best developed villain that I've seen on Power Rangers, including Astronema.
Remember when they just dropped Zed in and he had no skin and his brain was sticking out? And,
yeah.
And nobody wondered why?
And also, that was an American invention, so we couldn't even be like, ah, it's like that in the Sentai. Like, no, that's what we thought we should do.
Yeah.
Like, they looked at Rita and went, witch, no skin, brain man, metal face.
He's got a couple chrome bones that hold his muscles in.
That keep his muscles in and give his blood a place to go.
And a big visor that he could see through space and he throws a little bombs that make his monsters big.
Man, Zed rules.
He's pretty cool. I just want to know where his skin went.
I don't know. So we got an email, and I don't know if this is during the break. We got an email of someone thinking that Zordon and Zed are the same person, that Zed was like, I'm going to get that Zeo power.
Zordon's from the adult timeline. Zed's from the child timeline. Yeah,
pretty much that. No, Zed was like, I'm going to get that Zeo power, and grabbed it, and it burst his skin and his soul apart from each other. So it's like his evil body and his good soul, even though I don't think his soul was very good. But also, Zordon's not very good. Here's the problem.
Zordon is supposed to be good. In practice, not so much.
Here's the problem with that. And I don't remember who said it. I'm not going to look up the email. I'm just going to do this real quick. Definitely stated that he was fighting Rita, and that's what put him in the time warp. Not that he was Zed's soul and got sent there.
Yeah.
So, like, I like the theory. There's some holes, but there's probably a way to fix it. We don't know what Zordon looked like sans the tube, except for in the movie.
David Fielding.
Well, a little bit. Sometimes. Anyway.
Or wasn't he in the movie, wasn't he just kind of like a little Yoda?
He was a regular-sized man who was very old, and he had a weird dress on. It was like a robe, but it was like
I remember him having like a big, almost gray alien like head. Maybe I need to watch the movie again.
I think you should. It's a good movie. To me.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
That could be anything.
Are you thinking of the 2017 movie where he was that little thing that you put your face in? The little pins that you put your face
in? That's not what
or I'm you do like
of.
A middle finger and
no,
put
he's
it back
not
on
a,
the shelf.
He's not a $5 Spencer gift.
Yeah. Anyway, we cut to the beach where they're looking through the wreckage. Katie picks up some stuff. She's very strong. She picks up this huge thing. She's like walking around one hand.
She's just carrying like a wing from the ship.
Yeah. Just like drops it because like Trip's like struggling to move one thing. And she just casually picks it up with one hand. He grabs the thing out, opens it up. It's a weird upside down Nerf gun.
It's a laser tag gun.
It's a laser tag gun. And he's like, yeah, we found it. And then she drops it, and it's like 2 feet away from him, and it's very heavy, and it could have killed him. Katie, please be careful around this little boy.
Well, she dropped it away from him.
I guess a little bit.
She angled it back a little bit and then let it go.
I just love how she picked it up with one hand, held it all the way up. That's just showing off. And then was like, done with this, and then like dropped it.
It just dunks it.
Then, like, Lucas, Jen's just like sitting down looking wistfully at the ocean. Lucas is like, we're going to need help. Like, if we're going to do this, we're going to need help. Doesn't specifically say we're going to need Wes, but just says we're going to need help. And before Jen can say anything, the screen pops up, and it's the captain from the future. And I thought he was going to be like, hey, everybody, what the hell?
You were all fired this afternoon, remember? But see, they went back now to before they were fired.
So this screen also is sending them messages through time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how the technology works. I'm just going to say tachyons and gravity, probably.
Yeah.
So that's that.
I don't know. Cronions.
Cronions.
Crotons. Croutons.
Croutons. Put them on your salad.
Oh, yeah, I like to put a little crotons on my salad.
Get a little balsamic vinaigrette up in there.
That's a fancy salad.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that fancy.
It's got crotons and balsamic vinaigrette.
Is that even the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
It's the one that I like that isn't ranch.
French dressing?
No, I don't like the French dressing.
Italian dressing.
Don't like that either.
I love Italian dressing.
No, I like ranch because I'm a basic bitch, and I like, I think it's balsamic vinaigrette.
It could be.
It's the one that's a little bitey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a darker color. What are we doing
It's
today?
Dark and wet. I don't know. Anyway, Captain's like, hey.
Welcome to your local supermarket, a podcast about foods.
Well, everybody, welcome to Groshcast. We talk about the groceries. I shouldn't yell. My little brother's trying to sleep. He's got to wake up very early. So from there, Captain's like, Jen's like, we're going to need help. It's just four of us and we're real boned. Rantic's got every single bad guy because he got to prison. And Captain's like, hey, I would, but someone just took and destroyed the time ship and can't anymore. So I can send you stuff. I can send you our arsenal, but I cannot send you any humans.
Yeah, he specifically says I cannot send human help.
Well, Trip is a Zorgigogum.
I'm willing to bet.
Not human.
Katie's probably not human.
She is.
But I don't know.
I don't know when they say it, but we do find out what Katie is. and it's a human.
She's just a real strong human.
I think she's genetically enhanced.
Oh,
I think
okay.
they were. I think when Mom and Pop Katie were like, we would like a daughter. First of all, make it so when she's 15 years older, she looks younger, because Deborah Sel Phillips looks younger now than she does in Time Force. she might be a witch, but they were like, also make her real strong. And they were like, got it, Chief.
That's the future. We could do that.
Yeah. And they just like gave her real cool muscles. So he's like, we can only send stuff back. You are our only hope, because of the theme song. When we come back, we're in a limo. Kind of the opposite from a beach with a destroyed ship. Wes has his collar popped up and he's trying to get a tie on and he hates it. And I get it, Wes.
Yeah. Formal clothes, just not comfortable or fun to put on.
No, I like my thing is that I'm like well known to be not very fancy. So that's the energy I try to put out in the world. And so I can get away with like a dress shirt that's unbuttoned a little bit and I don't have a tie on. Cause like, I was like, oh, that feels right.
Right.
If
you have a dress shirt on. So,
I do have a dress shirt and it's a little stiff. It's, you know, it's a dress shirt. If I have to wear a tie, I need to get somebody else to tie it. Or B, I take one of the ties that I have that have been tied for a minimum of 8 years. I have one that my little brother found. That's been tied, I crap you not, since 2003. It is a SpongeBob tie. R.I.P. and peace, Stephen Hildebrand.
Oh, yeah.
Hillenburg? What's his last name?
I don't know.
R.I.P. and peace, Big Steve. But yeah, it's just a SpongeBob tie that's been tied since I graduated middle school. Because I wore a SpongeBob tie to my middle school graduation because I'm very cool. Alfred's name is Philip. Alfred's a butler. Butler's name is Philip. It's not Alfred.
He's always going to be Alfred in my heart.
Well, yeah. Look, this guy would be a pretty good Alfred.
I think so.
For like low budget TV Alfred, you could do worse.
Oh, he does a pretty good job of like, oh, I can't control this Batman.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, what if there was a show where Batman's dad was around? And you don't have Batman.
Yeah, there's no Batman if he has a dad.
No, I know. As soon as I said it, I realized it went against the core concept.
Unless
of Batman.
You do the Flashpoint.
Where Batman's dad is Batman.
Right.
Because Bruce died.
Bruce got baby Bruce got shot in an alley by a thug.
And then Mom became the Joker, which on paper is a good idea, and in practice is one of the reasons why I do not like Flashpoint. Anyway, I don't know why we're talking about everything with this episode that was very good. As they're driving, they're on their way to a business meeting. Wes sees Nadira chilling, just sitting down at like a table at a somewhere. I guess she's inside, but it definitely looks like she was on an outside patio.
She was like in an office and the whole thing was windows.
Yeah.
She was just in the window office of the window ground floor office of this building, which I guess is where they keep the money.
I think
she's just fanning herself with windows.
I think maybe it's a bank.
Yeah, but they don't just keep it in the window office.
No, it's not. Hey, man.
And there's like just a desk and a computer in this room. Like they printed some money for her because she doesn't know.
No. California.
You know,
they're not like regular people out in California. I don't know. I think it's maybe like a midway point for an armored car service. Like bring the money here, then we'll put it in a bank.
She's stealing money in plain sight.
Yeah. She's in her like super villain get up with her hair in a like a troll's doll cone.
Yeah.
Not very inconspicuous, I would say.
No, her bright pink hair sticking 4 feet up off of her head.
So Wes is like, hey, stop here. And so they like Philip stops and then is like, don't leave, even though he stopped and facilitated the leaving. So good job, Philip. He gets out. We cut inside to Nadira. Everyone's cowering. She's got a bunch of money and there's some cronies around. And she's like, looks over, and there's Wes in the doorway, and he's like, you're going to make me kick your butt again, aren't you?
He's just leaning, like, undoing his cuffs.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to have to kick your ass.
He just worked so hard to get his tie on, and he's, like, loosening his tie, like, getting ready to fight. It's dope.
Yeah.
And then they fight, and Wes rules.
He does some very cool stuff.
Yeah. This is what happens when you hire a martial artist who can also act.
It's crazy.
Wild, huh?
It's crazy that they don't do this more. We get to Megaforce and they hire someone who doesn't do either.
Troy. Troy is just a 6 foot tall stack of soap bars.
Does Troy kick?
You know how when you have a bar of soap in your shower for too long and it like kind of melts and gets all over the wall?
Yeah, it gets little like holes in it from the water.
Yeah, and like it just kind of melts, and like your shower has like a quarter of an inch thick of soap scum. That's the Troy is that, but human sized.
Can he kick?
I have no
idea. I don't remember
idea.
If he can kick. I know his workout clothes is like kind of like karate.
I thought his workout clothes was like, I'm going biking.
No, that's his regular clothes.
No, that's motorcycle biking. I'm talking like I'm hitting the Peloton with Lance Armstrong biking.
I thought it was like baggy black pants and a red tank top.
Maybe it is.
Who knows? Anyway, I don't know if he can do martial arts, but I doubt it.
Anyway, but Wes can. He kicks some butt. He does end up getting overwhelmed because of the dang old numbers game. There's 900 cronies and Bluto and Nadira and just one Wes. So he ends up like running out.
It's a good thing all those other ones came out of the gift shop or whatever. Because he could have taken Nadira and the couple that she had with her, I think.
Easily. Bluto has a fistful of candy. He's got like a big oversized, like, I'm a little boy lollipop.
Yeah,
like,
you know the gift shop that gives out candy at the bank?
At the bank? The bank gift shop?
Well, they do have the little bowls of dum-dums.
Yeah, at the teller stations. Way bigger than a dum-dum.
But yeah, also, it was like a big, like, sucker.
Yeah. Also, that's the main bad guy of Time Ranger.
They just dunk on him all the time.
And he's this farting idiot with a big lollipop who pees his pants because he misses his mommy. He's scared.
He gets knocked out in this episode, and Adira is like, I'm going to stomp on your stupid neck. I hate you so much.
So, as Wes is running away, the other Rangers show up, and because she's got him cornered like outside, and she does the nails grow thing, which you always have a visceral reaction to.
The problem with it is that those nails are attached to her fingers, so every time she hits something with the nails, I can like feel the pull on her fingertips.
Well, she's
and it's just icky.
She's part mutant.
That's true. It probably doesn't happen to her, but yeah. That's how it feels to me. No, so I'm just ugh.
I get it.
It's cringy and not the way that the kids use it.
No, they use cringy for literally anything that's a little weird or uncomfortable.
Yeah, no.
Nails are weird. I think we can all agree with that. My nails grow super fast and they're very strong. So I'm like, I feel like I could probably pull that off. But also, I have gotten my whole nail ripped off before and it sucks.
Oh, see?
So it's bad. It's a bad time. It grew back. Thankfully, but it sucked doing it. One of her nails gets shot and falls off because Jen's there. Everyone's there. Everyone shows up.
Does it get shot or did she cut it when she jumped over?
I thought she shot
it. She might have shot it. It was just like you see the nail get hit by something and fall off.
Yeah, it falls off and it turns back to regular size, which I think is a good touch. But then Nadira's like, you broke my nail. And she's so mad. And then they leave. But then also, so do the Power Rangers. And then we just cut to them on the beach where they live. Because that's all they have is this destroyed beach. This destroyed ship on this beach. Like, Jen's... Or no, they're not the beach. They're, like, around the corner. And then they power down.
Right.
We go to the beach later. Jen is screaming at Wes because he's not taking things seriously. And he just showed up to fight villains. And he's like, I'm helping out. And she's like, you're not helping. You aren't fighting. You're playing. And then Lucas is like, yeah, this isn't, like, a game for us. And then Jen gets brutal.
Yeah, I get she's grieving her dead fiance who looks exactly like this guy that she's yelling at.
Uh-huh. Who was like the perfect Power Ranger and did die in front of her in her arms.
Yeah.
So you get a grace period.
A little bit of a grace period, but this is a little much.
She's like, I think what it is, honestly.
I think they want us to root for Wes.
Uh-huh.
And so... I mean, I don't know, they kind of have me rooting against Jen for the next, like, 4 minutes of this episode.
Well,
Not like I want Jen to lose, but I
like
want...
Wes is right.
I want Wes to join the team.
Yeah. So, well, good news. But here's what I'm thinking. Because I love Jen, maybe the most. Once we're done with this season, I will determine whether or not I like her more than Kat, and it's close. I'm going to give her the BOTD and say that she's looking at Wes, who looks exactly the same as Alex, and is like, I don't want to see that face die again.
That could be it.
Because that's my fiance who died, and that's just his face, and I literally cannot watch that happen again. That's what I think is going on. But she...
You should maybe say that instead of tearing down his character.
No, because she's doing... Look, I totally get it. She's pushing him away as much as she can to protect him. It's bad. It's not a healthy thing to do, but I get it. But she's like, name... Like, you never had to fight for anything in your life. And he's like, yes, I have. She's like, oh, yeah? What? Name something that you had to... That you sacrificed everything for that helped others but not you. Something that you couldn't... Bye. And she hits that really hard. And Wes has turned around at this point and is just dead silent. And she's like, that's what I thought. And then they all leave. And Wes...
Trip tries to, like, stop her. Trip, like, steps up and is like, hey, maybe tone it back. And she almost Helgas him in the face.
It's close.
Her hand shoots up so fast. I was like, Trip, buddy.
Trip, you better... You're going to get Pataki.
Also, though, Trip is growing on me now.
Okay. So... Did we get Trip's name? We did get Trip's name in this one. I don't know if we got Katie's. We might have got it from Wes at the very end.
No, we definitely did get Wes's name.
Well, no, we've gotten Wes's name.
Right.
I mean, I think we got Katie's name from Wes. And we did get...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We did get Trip's name.
I stopped listening for it.
We got Trip's name in right now because Trip, like, hangs back while everyone leaves. And Jen's like, Trip, come on. And he's like, okay, all right, sorry. And, like, goes. Then we cut to Nadira, who's coming in. And is mad about having broke her nail. And she's like, Dad, I want to kill those Power Rangers. I hate them so much. They made me break a nail. And he's like, don't worry. We're going to destroy the Power Rangers without ever getting our hands dirty. And goes over to his real cool toy case and pops it open. And
it's all frosted glass. You can't even see him in there.
It's a bad display case.
It's not good.
Got damaged in the time travel. And he's like, he pulls out a mint condition, Craig.
They named him. I don't remember what it was. It was like Gulak or something.
I don't know. He's a big metal boy, and we'll see him in a couple minutes, but they pull out the thing, and it's like a toy. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to name him human names until I hear one. Because the first guy looked like a Dougie, and now this one's a Craig.
Oh, I forgot about Dougie.
Yeah.
I wonder if Dougie's going to come back around.
I hope
Or if he was just like the demonstration of the cryo process.
I hope we get to see Dougie again. I hope we're not looking at a Dickie situation.
Just a one and done?
I just like, can you just like send me a picture to like, so I know Dickie's okay? Can you send me like a Dickie pic real, just so I know he's okay?
No!
Please?
Hey, everybody listening, don't send in any Dickie pickies, please.
You made it worse. You made it worse.
I just want to make it perfectly clear that if you do that, they are only half solicited.
Yeah. So. Yes. I have the Twitter anyway.
That's true.
So, all right. Anyway, so then we cut to Wes at his big, big, big house. He's being introduced to some big wigs. This is their business meeting. It's going on his house because they rented the house. They're going to use it. It's a big, empty house in LA that was cheap, and they're going to use it. So his dad, Mr. Collins, don't know his first name. Don't know if we ever find out. Is like, gentlemen. This is my son, Wesley. He's going to take over the business. He says, like, Biosyn?
Something. I don't remember what. I have a question, though.
Okay.
Can this dad just not read people at all?
Oh, like how Wes is, like, clearly upset. And
yeah.
He's like, this is my son. He's going to do my business, even though he hates it.
But, like, the last time we saw his dad, he was, like, mad because Wes is, like, very irresponsible. Uh-huh. And does not want this, like, rich boy life that he has.
Right.
And then the next time we see him, he's like, he's taking over the business.
Yeah.
Because I hate my business, and I want my son to run it into the ground.
I think it's like that old world, like, keep it in the family kind of. You know how rich people, like, start off rich, and then their kids start off richer? And, like, it's just like a perpetual cycle. And then they're like, there's, like, a story of, like, oh, how'd you grow this business? Like, well, it's really easy. I got a loan from my parents for $100,000, interest-free. I didn't have to pay it back. And it's like, oh, so you didn't. You didn't grow it from the ground up.
Yeah, I actually didn't need to make this business at all. I had enough money to live my life when I was born.
You just felt like it. It's that, and that's what he wants to do to Wes, who, to his credit, does not want that.
Wes does not want that.
Can I tell you my favorite thing about Time Force? I don't know if it's my favorite thing. It's my favorite meta thing about Time Force. This features the only good cops and the only good rich kid. That's it.
Yeah.
So Wes shakes the hands of these two people, and there's a third person. There's a woman in a purple sweater who's got a briefcase. I'm assuming she is Mr. Collins' bodyguard.
Because, okay. Because I didn't see her.
She's dead silent, completely stoic, like just holding his briefcase. And Wes gets introduced to the two other people, but not her. So he knows her because she's his bodyguard. So Wes is like, I'll be there in a minute. I'll catch up. I'm going to go outside for a second. So he goes outside and he's on the balcony just like thinking. And he's like hearing Jen be like, something you didn't have, to, something you couldn't buy. And he's like getting kind of glum because like he doesn't really have an answer.
Yeah.
Which is like,
it's like, I want to have had to sacrifice something, but you're right. I haven't.
Which I really like.
Yeah.
I like that Wes isn't like, well, when my mom died, I all did. It's like, no, it's just like his mom's not in the picture for whatever reason, but like, he's just like, no, I haven't because I'm rich and I know that. Like,
yeah.
But he's like, oh, it kind of bums me out that like I've never had to think about that before. And then he sees Trip. He was like, Wes, come down.
He's like hunkering behind this like flower box out in the statue garden of Wes's house, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, Hey, Wes, come here. And so Wes.
You don't play Nintendo?
Wes jumps off the balcony.
He does. He just leaps off and lands. And he's just like, all right, cool. Like, I can do this. Wes took a bunch of martial arts as a kid, I bet. Or watched a lot of Power Rangers growing up. Or watched a lot of WMAC Masters growing up.
Oh, yeah, because he lives in the universe where there's like 10 seasons.
That's like the number one show on television.
Oh, man.
Because there's no Power Rangers show. What else would there be but WMAC Masters? Trip's like, hey, you seem bummed. He's like, yeah, because like Jen called me a spoiled brat, and I think maybe she's right. And then Trip's like, no, you're not. He's like, Trip, how would you know that? He's like, I'm from, and I wrote it down, Zybrio. And on my planet, our gems give us visions. And also, maybe we can see people's true selves and feelings. It's unclear.
Only when the gem wants you to.
Well, the brain waves of, like, you can read someone's mind or see far away. Oh, maybe that is what he's talking about. Is like, he could read his mind, that he's not a spoiled brat. I don't know. It's very nebulous.
But he's like, I got a good read on you.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell these kinds of things.
You have money. But you're not rich.
Like, your dad's rich.
Yeah.
And, like, he wants you to be rich, too. But you don't seem like you want that. So he's like, here, let me show you something, though. And he hits this communicator morpher, and up pops a hologram of Alex and Jen, kind of canoodling, just like...
It's the stuff that happened in the first episode. Yeah. It's them, like, on the balcony, her hugging him, and you can, like... see the ring.
Yeah.
Very
good detail on this hologram.
Yeah, he explained. I don't know how they got a camera up there.
Magic.
He explains, like, what happened. Because when Alex pops up, Wes is like, hey, that's me.
That's me. He's like, no, that's probably your descendant, if I had to guess.
No, that's Alex. That's not you at all.
That's a totally different person.
Like, they were engaged, and then Rancic killed him in a fight.
And so, like, that's why Jen is upset. And he's like, oh, I get it. Like... she's lashing out because she's upset. She's like hurt. And he's like, okay. And then we hear Wes's dad. So Wes ducks behind that same little flower bed and then turns around and Trip's gone. And then we cut to the beach at the crash site where everyone just is.
They're just, I don't know, trying to fix some gadgets or something. They're just chilling.
Jen's just like standing there like, what do we do?
Just kind of fuming a little bit.
Yeah. Just
like, oh, I'm going to kill a bad guy.
Look. Sometimes I've been mad for, like, a calendar week about the littlest dumb things. So, like, I get it, Jen.
Yeah.
I get it. Wes shows up, and he says, something, 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 now I have something to fight for. Like, you were right. I did. Like, I've never had to fight for anything in my life, but now I do. Because if Rancic takes over, and if Rancic wins, then the future's never going to happen. And we can't let that happen.
And he also is like, I know about Alex.
I know about Alex.
And Jen shoots this stare over at Trip, who just, like, ducks behind some wreckage.
It's
He's
really
like, oh,
great.
God, please don't kill me.
He's like, please don't punch through my head. Oh, then we cut to cops fighting Craig. Craig's like a robot.
He's like a robot. He looks kind of like a mantis, right? Like, his head is kind of mantis-like.
A little bit.
He's mostly just a weird robot-looking thing.
But he's also a mutant. His mutant power is robot.
Yep. Oh, yeah, because he does have, like, DNA.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's how they grow.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's just like how they grow.
That's true. We'll talk about that when it happens, but that's a little strange.
It's a little weird. So Craig beats up some cops. Circuit's like, hey, I'm getting some signs of some scanned whatever of mutant DNA downtown. And like, all right, let's go. And Wes doesn't follow because he's like not invited.
So this is like the bad X-Men future that they're from, where all of the mutants are criminals.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, maybe not. All of the criminals are mutants.
But not all mutants.
Mutants are criminals.
That's the next stage of mutant evolution. It goes human, mutant.
Multiments. Multiments.
Multiments. Mentos, the fresh maker. Dragon.
Right.
We're all trying to get to dragon.
We all just
really want
to get to dragon.
Yeah. Or if you're ACH, you're done.
You did it.
You did it. Congratulations. You're a dragon. speaking of, little tangent here. Benny asked on Twitter if we could explain what kayfabe is, because we say it a lot, and not everyone is so deep into professional wrestling paint that they understand what it is.
Yeah, it's really easy. Kayfabe is the reality in wrestling that you see on TV.
Yeah, it is the presented reality of wrestling, or the presented reality of whatever show you're watching. So, like, when we watch Power Rangers, it's like, when we say, like, the kayfabe reason, it's like, it's the in-universe reason
right.
for something. The shoot reason is the real reason.
Yeah, so like, the shoot reason is they didn't have the budget for it or whatever.
That person wasn't available or whatever.
The kayfabe reason is whatever they explain it away with.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what kayfabe is. It's just, like, it's the fake reality that wrestling is trying to sell you.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if you're a wrestling fan, or if you're thinking about being a wrestling fan, it's better just to buy in. Oh, it's so much better if you just buy in.
Yeah, don't talk to other wrestling fans about wrestling if you want to enjoy it.
Like, there are some good ones.
There are.
But boy, most of them not.
They're hard to find.
Yeah. So anyway, that's because Benny asked, and I realized, like, yeah, we do say that 5 times an episode, I feel like. So anyway, he does not follow because he's, like, not part of the group. But Jen's like, are you coming? And he's like, me, Wes? And she hands him the morph. She's like, one more chance. So then they morph.
I don't know how he blew it the first time. Didn't he do pretty good?
He did really good. I think what it is partly like, I don't want to see my boyfriend's face die again. And partially, he's not a time force. He's not ready.
He's not trained.
He's not trained. He's like literally a guy we found who was on a motorcycle, and that's it.
We only grabbed him because of his DNA.
Yeah, we're just using him for that sweet, sweet DNA. Got to get that deoxyribonucleic acid. There we go.
That's the one. Ooh. I know it's deoxy something because Deoxys is named after it. The Pokemon?
I never put that together. That's clever.
And one of his arms in his regular form is like a double helix.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish I liked Deoxys. I really do.
He's almost designed for you.
He's the perfect Pokemon for me, and I just don't like him. So anyway, they all morph. The four of them morph, and then Wes morphs. We get their morph sequence again. I don't know if we got it last episode properly. I'm sure we did. Like, the DNA shoots out of the thing, and then, like, their whole body's white, and then it hits them.
I think we did.
It's pretty cool. So then Tripp's like, wait a minute, let's use the time jet. And he opens up the briefcase that he found earlier and pulls out his laser tag gun and throws it in the air, and it gets big because it was little. And
right, everything's dehydrated in the future.
Yeah, that's the secret. That's the big thing we figured out is, like, how to shrink them.
Or else there's no room on Earth in 1,000 years.
Gosh, oh boy, you're right.
I don't know, man.
That's wild, huh?
Yeah.
Did you know that if, like, current day, if you took the entire population of the United States and packed it as densely as New York City is, the whole United States could fit in New Hampshire.
Really?
But it'd be like a Manhattan, New Hampshire.
Yeah, just be, like, super crowded.
Yeah. You'd have to cut the mountains down. It'd be right. real pain in the butt.
Level the whole state.
Yeah. But yeah, that's wild. That's probably what Earth is 1,000 years from now.
Yeah.
So that's why they gotta shrink everybody.
You don't get to pick where you live anymore. We just put you where there is some space.
Someone died in Cleveland. You live there now. Congratulations. Go say hi to Matt J. So the thing grows. It get big. It gets regular size, I guess. And they go to jump onto it. Jen's like, hey, I'll help you up. Just grabs Wes by the scruff of his neck, hops up with him.
She calls him Rookie.
Rookie. It's great.
Which is pretty good.
Throws him on there. He has no footing. He's like a baby deer who just got born. He's like, whoa. She's like, don't fall off, please. I don't have to. We can't replace you. Then they land. They confront Craig. They fight a little bit.
So they just, this is their jetting, right? This like hoverboard thing.
They can't teleport, so they got a time jet.
Okay. So it is literally jetting.
Yeah.
They're time jetting.
But it's cool because they're not like, let's shoot lightning out of our butt.
They didn't shoot anything out of their butt. They just like totally turned themselves into an arrow.
They turned into...
They just launched it through the air.
Well, like the top of them was still human and they just put their hands on their hips.
No, they put their hands out in front of them.
Oh, they did.
In like a swan dive almost.
But then the bottom half of them turned into Genie from Aladdin. His pants, how his legs work when he's coming out of the lamp.
Did I thought it was just their legs?
No,
were like,
it wasn't legs.
They're
we'll
like crossed
the
at the ankles, and they're just like this lawn dart of a Power Ranger.
No, their leg just turned into like lightning or something.
Maybe it did. I don't know.
I think I did get the urge to watch some season 2 Power Rangers the other day, and I fought it off because I know it's bad. Anyway, so Wes gives him the old 215, gives him the lunchtime, kills him, but doesn't kill him, and we get to see him grow.
He gets a good shot on him, which chips his robot armor, I guess. It's like an armor he had on.
It's his robot skin?
Well, it cuts his skin off.
Yep.
And so his bubbling, gross, mutant DNA that's under the surface is exposed.
You can see
it in like the little hole on his chest. And that, when you expose that to air, it expands.
Yeah. You know, like science.
Yeah.
I thought he pulled it off himself when he got lunchtime.
Oh, maybe he did. I thought he got like it got chipped off with the attack, but maybe he did just rip it off.
I think it was like a last, like, I'm about to die, mute.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense because I was like, they're not going to want to fight any of these things because as soon as they stab it, it's going to grow.
Right, yeah. No, I think he did it himself because they're like, oh, his mutant DNA, once you expose it.
Oh, that's so gross that every mutant is just going to rip a chunk of themselves off so
they can
grow.
You know when you get a sunburn, you got that big old one, you're like, how big can I get this flap of skin?
And it's just like you shed an arm.
Yeah, and you just like, you like can roll a sleeve down like a Jeff Hardy. Sleeve down, but it's your own skin. It's that, but then you turn big.
I can't believe people still listen to us.
It's a Christmas miracle. Anyway, he is big, and then Circuit calls the future, and he's like, send us the Zords. And Future's like, you got it. So what happens is, my favorite thing, first off, big Zord comes out, Golf Boy Pro. He does some stretches, gets his arm ready. Then the bottom half of another big Zord. These are just Zord pants. This is literally the bottom half of a Zord that unfolds and lands to be a gate for the time portal or whatever. I love that the entire future is just a series of giant robots doing things.
Yeah.
That's why everyone's so densely packed, because the roads are so big, so robots can walk down them. So giant Megazords can come and punch someone back in time.
So this happens every time?
It's not the whole sequence every time, but...
But when they're done with their Zords, they go back to the future?
That, I literally have not thought about that before today, and I was like, how do they get back? Maybe there's like a come back button.
Maybe, I don't know.
There's a chronal retriever built into the Zord, so they come back. Or something. So
also, couldn't they put people in the Zords and punch them through the hole?
You know, I think you probably could. I feel like maybe it's got to be the same technology as a time ship, right?
It goes through time. It goes through time. It is, from all appearances, a ship.
It's meant to have a person in it. They don't really stay in them for very long. We don't get the individual Zord fights. It goes right to Zord.
Yeah, they go right to Zord. They break apart for 1 minute and then go to Zord again.
I love that. I forgot it had modes. Hey, we need to redo the Zords list. This is number one. This is number two. Because the Megazord is still the best one.
Right.
But, like, it's got modes.
It's got one. It's got two modes right now. It's got
red and blue.
It's got landing mode and red mode.
I don't know. I don't know what.
Does it start in blue mode?
It starts in blue mode.
That's weird.
Or mode blue.
Why is it start in mode blue?
Because that's the, the guy who made him really liked him blue. Or maybe he really liked red. And he's like, I'm going to make that one the to finish the fight mode. That's the Master Chief mode.
There's no Blue Ranger.
Lucas is the Blue Ranger?
I thought he was a Black Ranger.
No, he's a Blue Ranger.
It's because nobody has their damn color on.
They're... Well, no. In their civvies, no. They are wearing all white.
Yeah. Okay.
Give it a couple episodes.
Man, why did I think that was a Black Ranger?
I don't know.
That would have been neat if there was a Black and Green Ranger, no Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
Can't wait till they start playing with the colors a little bit.
I know Dino Charge has a black and a green, but also a blue.
Right, but
they don't have a yellow.
Oh, Dino Charge also
has... Dino Charge is what I meant, yeah.
Dino Charge also has like a purple and a magenta
and
a cyan.
Gray, a gray and a graphite. Like it's a mess. Anyway, so now they have to control it together. So it all comes together. They're back in one cockpit together. They have their swords sticking out of the ground like big old joysticks. They got to be drift compatible.
I don't know if this was intentional or not, because I don't know the Yellow Ranger and the Sentai, if they have super strength.
I think they do.
Okay. Because everyone
else... Also, it's a boy in the Sentai.
Everyone else very theatrically grabs their handle.
Yeah.
And the Yellow Ranger just, like, very calmly just reaches up and just, like, bloop.
Yeah, because so they don't break it.
She exerts too much. She's got to snap it.
Snap it right off.
So she's got to be very careful.
So they have to control together. It's all together. They grab the time jet upside down. Boom, it's a gun now. Time jet doubles as a gun. They do a mid-air fight. They definitely, like, it kicks off a cloud.
This was the weird thing I was talking about at the beginning of the episode, where, like, yeah, one really weird thing happened. I know what they're going for.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't kick off the cloud. It kicked off the whole sky.
It kicked off of space?
Yeah, and, like time and space are linked, and, like, you can't pull them apart.
Yeah, unless you punch them real hard.
Unless you punch real, real hard. And so I guess they kicked the continuum to get some momentum to launch back at Craig.
I guess, but then, as it's coming back, it freezes in time, and they're shooting at each other like it's a John Woo movie or Max Payne the video game.
Yeah, is the camera like 360s around? Yeah. This was pretty cool.
This was extremely 2000.
Yeah. Also, I think we got... During the Zord transformation, is this the first time it was CG'd?
I think so.
I think some of like the legs opening, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, and like the way the arms unfolded and connected seemed kind of CG, but then when it was all together, it was like a guy again.
It's back to being it's still a guy when it's all together, but I think the sequence is mostly CG. I think the Omegan Zord last season was.
Oh, it might have been.
But I think that's it. But it looks like CG, but it's pretty good.
Still in that old standard def, so it's not like super jarring and like.
And then the best part is it is a guy in a suit at the end of the day.
Yeah,
when it comes together, that's the important part for me. So they're fighting. They got him on the ropes. Like, we got to go to mode red. So they switch into mode red. All the arms, all the legs come off. Flip inside out. Arms are now the legs. Legs are now the arms.
Well, they turn back into the ships for a minute because they fly at Craig, who like does a dance dodge around them, and then they come back together in mode red.
Yeah, but it's dope. I just like it so much.
It's
like
pretty cool.
It's like because like the arms and the legs are in mode blue. The legs are the girls and the arms are the boys, and then Wes is like the center. And then they just flip it. They just trade off. Yep. It's great. Mode red has a sword. Do you know where the sword comes from? That's right, a time gate in its chest.
Yeah, just shoots right out of there.
Comes right out. They're like, Wes, you got to do the sword. That's a Red Ranger deal. And he's like, you're right. And so he grabs his sword that's his joystick, and it turns into a replica of the big sword.
It's very dangerous. They're in very close quarters in there.
And he's swinging the sword around.
And he's just whipping it around because it's like an Alien Ranger situation, I guess, where you control the Zord with your movement at this point. Maybe that's what mode red is.
I think so. I don't know.
I was going somewhere with that. I don't know. But he like unsheathes it like he's pulling the master sword from the pedestal of time.
It's so good.
And then he just messes up Craig.
What I love is that he does the doomsday clock time strike where he has a sword up. And the way the sword is it's a big blade in the middle and then the hilt. But there are two smaller swords on the side after the handguard. And those like... Ka-chunk, 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 like Dawn of the Final Day.
Yeah, they count up on each side.
And then they come together to make a real big blade, and then they doomsday clock him, and Craig dies.
And his DNA stops boiling.
Yep.
Which is still just so gross.
It's pretty gross. And it turns back into little. And so Jen jumps out and she takes her badge off of her belt, I think, and puts it over him. And that, like, turns into the container.
Well, yeah, that's how they arrest criminals in the future.
They arrest them with their badge. Like, their badge literally arrests. It's so good.
It is very good.
It's very good. And then they do like a little, they power down, they do like a little celebration. They're like, yeah, we did it. We won. Like, good job, everybody. Wes takes off his morpher and goes to give it back to Jen. And she's like, don't. You earned it. And he's like, oh, yes. Oh, Power Ranger. And then she's like, plus, like, besides, we need you. Like, we've got a big job. We need your help. And then Katie's like, super psyched, runs up to Wes. Grabs him a big old hug. She does have super strength and maybe breaks all of his ribs.
He is like, oh no. He's like, stop hugging me.
I think we get her name because I think he's like, Katie, stop. Like, and
but it freeze frames on those two being cute.
Yeah. Jen says, like, we might have a chance. Like,
yeah.
We might. And then, yeah, it freeze frames on them being cute.
She did say, like, that's one down. Did you say that?
No.
Because she's holding the canister and she's like, that's one down. And I guess they shoot him back to the future.
I think they
throw him through the Megazord's chest.
Yeah. I think they keep it.
Okay.
I think they have, like, they have to keep it.
They'll just put it in a Megazord, and when they go back,
right, yeah,
then the criminal goes back.
Or they die in the time stream because you can't send organic matter, maybe, unless you have a time ship.
So here's my guess for what is to come now.
Okay.
Because Wes is now part of the team, and they're all like, hey, yeah. We can hang out at your house and not on the beach anymore.
Yeah, we can sleep on a bed.
Wes's dad is a credited character in the opening.
Yes.
Is he going to take on kind of like a Zordon thing?
No.
No. So their house does not become like Power Ranger HQ?
No.
Okay, well, that was my guess, so let's throw that
okay,
out.
So it's wrong.
Put it in the trash.
But here's the thing. I don't know. It might for like a couple episodes. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know when they get their HQ. I know it's soon, but I don't know exactly.
Do they send them an HQ back through time?
Yeah, they punch it back through time. Hey, here's a whole building. Put it somewhere. We put Google stocks in it because you're gonna want some of those. I don't have. Oh, sorry, Josh. This. What are we doing? The end of the episode. Who's the best? What's the best?
I really like the Zord fight. I hope at least a quarter of them can be this good.
Because
I know this one is like, they're showing it off a little more.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't devolve into they get in the Zord, they kill the monster.
I can't guarantee that, but I do have strong memories of there being a lot of Zord fights that are good and matter. So hopefully it is at least a quarter. I'm going to say the best is, I think it's going to be Aaron Cahill's acting in this episode. Because she's doing a lot of work. She's doing a lot of heavy lifting on the acting front.
Yeah.
So is Vernon Wells, the guy who plays Rancic. That dude's acting his butt off.
Oh, yeah.
But Aaron, like, she has to convey so much in Power Rangers.
That's true.
And that's a feat. I just love her, like, pushing him away, being, like, really angry and, like, very mean to him. And I feel like there is more to it than that. And that's because of her acting. So that's my best. What's the worst?
What is the worst?
I think it's the bank having entirely windowed area.
That whole bank. What was that bank's deal?
It's like you can't have an open concept bank.
That bank was just one dude with a computer.
there were
other people there because they did have hostages.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people like cowering in fear.
Like,
but like,
that's too many windows for a bank to have, I think. In the front? Like,
yeah,
in the whole
where
thing?
You keep the money?
Yeah, it's like a bad call.
I don't know. Don't do that.
The only other thing I could think for worse would be, like, Wes's dad does not get it.
Yeah, or, like, they jumped off of the sky. But I like that.
I think that rules.
Because I think that works with, like, the time-space stuff.
Yeah.
And they just, like, I don't know, their Zord has some weird time magic in it. So it can kick off of the fabric that makes up the sky.
Yeah, it's time resistant, which is also a little space resistant. I'm still going to give it to the bank being just like a bad call on whoever made that bank. Who's the MVP?
That, I think, has to be Wes.
That's who I'm giving it to.
Yeah.
I got to give it to Wes. Number one, he fights good. That's a big plus.
He saw Nadira robbing a bank and was like, I'm going to go kick her butt.
I got to go fight Nadira again. Hey,
Philip, pull over the limo. I got to fight crime.
Wister, pull over. I got to go. So that, the fact that he like realizes that he is very privileged and is like, oh, that's why she's mad at me. Because like, I haven't had to work for anything in my life.
Yeah.
And like, then tries to fix it. That's a good dude. I love Wes. So now we got to rank the episode. I don't have the thing set up for it, but there's only two episodes. Better or worse than the last, than the opener?
I think I'll put it under the opener.
Okay.
Because we didn't get as much cool Rancic stuff.
That's true.
He was just like bubbling for a minute. And then he was like, I'm not going to fight this time.
It was very Rancic light in this episode, but I think it had to set up a lot of things. But yeah, it did.
It was a good setup episode.
Yeah.
And it built a lot of the characters and like some of what I think will be the through lines for the season. Like the stuff with Wes's dad and stuff is like,
yeah,
probably setting up some future things that were going to happen
for sure. Yeah.
And I like that. I like that it's not just the Power Rangers fight monsters and then they win and the episode's over. And
yeah.
There's like a whole story this time.
There's a lot more and it feels like there's a lot more. Because like, we loved Lightspeed, but like Lightspeed, a little episodic. Like there was some stuff going on in the background and with the demons and all that. But like it didn't feel like it was an arc so much. It was like the plot.
Yeah, it was just like sometimes they'd be like, oh yeah, don't forget that Olympias is in a cave over here.
Yeah.
But like there'd be three episodes in between where they're just not even worried about it.
But like this one, we're like, oh, they're like Wes's dad and him are gonna, something's gonna happen. Like something's gonna boil over at some point.
Because Wes keeps ditching all of his rich boy responsibilities.
Yeah. It's very good. I love this season so much. Time Force rules. Coming in at number two, something to fight for. That's going to do it for us for today. I don't know. I didn't see. What's next episode?
I should still have it.
Yeah, you had it pulled up. I forgot.
Rancic lives.
Rancic. Okay, good. They don't kill him four episodes in. Good. Phew. That would be a real bummer, huh? Hey, here's a great bad guy. He dies in episode four. What if it was called Rancic Dies?
Well,
would that be a bigger spoiler?
I think so. Because Rancic lives, well, yeah, of course he does.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Rancic dies, though. Like, wait, what?
Hold on, what?
Now I need to watch the episode to find out how.
That would put butts in seats. Anyway, we will see you on Friday for Rancic Lives. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I'll let you get settled in.
It's a lot harder to get back in behind this thing now.